This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Bow, bow,
hey,
bow,
Sarah.
Bow, bow. Vinny.
Remember when we hung out with Eddie Van Halen?
I don't remember you being there.
I wasn't there, but I like to, you know... We as in
the royal we. Got it.
However, so when you guys were talking, I mean, I know that you had your top off.
I didn't actually have my top off. I flashed him at one point, but I didn't have my top off.
Okay, so your cans are out.
No.
Flopping in the wind.
Okay, fine. You know what?
Then,
you just tell the story your way and I'll...
Well,
just...
no, I have an actual question. Did you talk to him about... You know, keyboard Eddie Van Halen versus guitar Eddie Van Halen. I know there was some music conversation.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was hard with all that breeze on your boobs, but I'm curious.
No, there we didn't talk. I didn't tell him that I don't like the keyboard Van Halen.
Oh, you don't like it? You're no.
I'm anti keyboard Van Halen. And frankly, as much as I think that Sammy Hagar is a great singer, I really think he's amazing. I didn't love Van Hagar. I like maybe the first, and I can't say I don't like anything off 1984, but that was the end of the of my, you know, I it's like the first albums of almost anybody, you're like, those are the ones, and then after that it's not so much. We didn't discuss it. He was not really in shape to discuss much of anything. He was wasted.
Mm.
And I was just, as it turns out, as I look back on it now, I think I was just the girl who got pushed into that room. I don't think there was anything special about me. Somebody went, no, Eddie'll like her, threw her in there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Eddie'll like us. That's nice.
Yes, Vinny, you and I did have a great time.
It is a proud moment.
It's not that proud.
What are you talking about?
You know, I mean, for me, I really didn't realize I was a groupie. I really wanted to go in there and, you know, talk to a colleague. But turns out I wasn't one. It's weird. And by the way, for anyone who's wondering, nothing happened. I mean, yes, I showed him my boobs, but I was trying to talk to him about, like, you know, oh, is it hard on the road? At that point, I was trying to quit.
What did you say? It's hard what? Hard?
Hard being on the road, man. You know, it's tough.
Oh.
It's hard.
Hard traveling.
Yeah.
Got it.
That
wasn't a status check.
No. Oh, no.
Well, your cans are out. I mean, the breeze is blowing on
them. They weren't out. They got flashed.
And then
they
there got, you are, you know.
Yeah.
Asking him if it's hard. I don't know what you're getting at.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you brought it up. Why don't you tell me what I'm getting at? I mean, it seems to be your role in this story.
When Eddie Van Halen comes on, especially on Alice, I can't help but think of our love connection to him.
I did this to myself, didn't I?
I don't know what you're talking about. This is a proud thing that we should brag about more often.
Rest in peace, Eddie. The thing with when you tell stories and stories.
Oh, my God.
What?
It just occurred to me that as he was passing, your boobs probably flashed before his eyes. You have to think that all of the great moments.
They're so the best boobs. They're so glorious. I'm sure that was a top moment for him. I'm sure he has a clear memory of that through the whiskey haze. I'm sure that is absolutely occurred to him.
Me too.
Yeah. all those years on the road, there was that one set of
I'm sure a lot of glory moments passed before his eyes, whether it was, you know, doing Eruption Live or, you know, record going to number one.
My boobs are right up there with that, huh?
Sarah's cans flopping in the wind, as you guys discussed, if it's hard on the road.
What else happened in that story? The story just gets better and better as the years go by.
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I've run out of details. I mean, I've told you all the details. I mean, I'm here on my journey of discovery to find out what the hell happened as well. So
for the record, I liked Van Hagar, and I saw them live and they were good. I never even saw them with David Lee Roth.
I didn't see him in the day with David Lee Roth, but I think 07 they did a tour with him. I think 07 because I think I have the t-shirt. That might be the only reason I remember it.
I admit, though, the key difference between the two. Hagar sings about love. And David Lee Roth does not. Like, that's not his thing.
Right. He ain't talking about love.
Right.
His love is rotten to the core.
He's more of a passing through guy. So, you know, there's that's often something that turns me off. There's a cheese factor to that. But anyway. So
yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? It's Friday, so that's exciting. You know, out my window right now, I'm staring at, I guess it's a full moon. I don't, you know how someone goes, oh, I don't think it's quite full. And then
no, it's another one of those wolf moons or.
Oh, yeah? It's beautiful.
Some moon.
I don't even, all I have to do is flick my eyes. It's like I'm sitting at the perfect spot to watch the moon. I'm just.
Oh, good for you.
I know. I'm so excited. I love the moon. I don't know why I love the moon. It's just a thing floating around, but. I love it. I guess because it's sort of, you know, it's spacey.
Well, it's cool. You can see it because it's still dark out. So as I look out my window, I can't see my neighbor's house, which is part of my view. But anyway.
Yep. So that means the crazies are out right now. Mm. Full moon.
Well,
and why
things are
they
crazy
be?
For sure. No doubt.
It's a Friday for sure. It's a.
I was planning to drive Nona home.
Oh. Tell me about this.
Well, just one of those things where they're talking about snow on the grapevine.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
I'm like,
so what
you
got to
be
do,
kidding
101?
Me. I'm going to go and find myself stuck on the highway with Nona and her dog. I don't know about
You'll have
that.
To take the long way if you're going to take her home.
I don't know if we're going to do it. I mean, it seems like she's ready to go home.
Oh.
Which I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
I should put her up in the apartment for a couple of days. Just give her a break.
You know, I actually offered her that. I said, hey, listen, if you got to get out of here, I don't know. And then ultimately she's just like, no, I'm not trying. I just went, I'm going to go to my room and watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
You guys
oh
figure
my
it.
God.
Sort it out and let me know if I'm taking you home.
Right.
And then I get the text while I'm sitting. Boy, the last episode of Ted Lasso, I cried and I laughed out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you do that in 30 minutes? I don't know, but there I was.
That show. Tell me everything. What'd you think?
Well, I loved it. I thought it's, you're right. It's got a lot of heart. It's something that, when it's done well, you just love it and you know it. And when it's done badly, you go, nope, you missed. That's a flop. Sorry. Yeah. I don't. And they did it well. The whole thing.
How about
the moment
Higgins
with
his house?
The grouchy guy and the
girl.
I don't know what she's the model.
She's
slash
yeah. She's
groupie.
She's basically. I think she's like a Kim Kardashian. She's like, I'm famous for being famous.
Uh huh. So that moment with them though was really sweet, tender. Mm-hmm. And then the very last scene is just laugh out loud, stupid. Like I should have seen it coming. It's such a dumb gag, and yet. I laughed out loud and went, I can go to bed now.
Yeah.
And I checked my phone and went, okay, we're not going. All right. No driving south. And the Ted Lasso was excellent. Yeah. I give it 10 out of 10.
I might go back and rewatch it. I just, you know how I get stuck in these little universes, mini worlds, whether it's Hogwarts or Forks, Washington. Thank you, Nicole.
Crying out loud. Are you talking about the vampire, the teeny bopper vampire movie series?
No, I'm talking about the book. You know, whether it's a Game of Thrones, books, TV shows, like that's I want to live in Ted Lasso's world. Like, I know he'll set everything right. And
I definitely want the second season to have 20 episodes.
Oh my God, I know. 10 is just not enough. 10's not enough.
I had to save
them. That's what we get now. Well, I know. You rationed them out. I can't believe you did it.
I did one a day, and everybody I know, including you, but more importantly, I'm in the house with Christina. She's like, how are you stopping? I gotta pull off.
She jetted through it?
Oh, yeah. She blasted through it in no time.
Yeah. Took us
two nights. We were together, and then the weekend ended, and then she just plowed through it.
Plowed through.
By Tuesday was over it, and I'm sitting there going, what happened? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's really a lovely. This is what I love about TV right now. Like, that is basically a 6-hour-long movie, or 5-hour-long. You know, each episode's a half hour. You can watch as many or as few as you want, and if you sit down, you can watch the whole thing in a night. Really, I mean, if you've got 5 hours, sit down at 7, you're finished at midnight. And they don't have to rush. Nothing has to be cut. They're not trying to cram it into an hour and a half or 2 hours. It's a long-ass movie.
Right. Well, it's cool because I don't feel like we got push episodes.
Right.
And you get, like, Game of Thrones had a ton of push episodes where you watch it and it ends and you go, nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing happened. They just introduced 6 more characters. I assume something's going to happen with them in the future because why else would they introduce them? Nope, nothing did.
So I really liked that each one was its own little important moment, and I was able to go, all right, don't do another one. Use all your quitting powers and walk away.
Look at you. That's keeping that muscle strong, Vin.
Jesus.
You know?
Well, it was hard not to do this. After watching the second to last one, I definitely had that urge to just motor through it. But anyway, I finished that. It's really good. I highly recommend it.
Do you think that him and the woman are ever going to get together? Like, I feel like there's a little
boss,
chemistry
you mean?
There. Yeah.
I hadn't really entertained that. No, I don't think so.
I thought there were a couple moments where it seemed like she's coming around to him, you know?
No, I think that they've become very good friends. Absolutely. Uh-huh. And that she's shown him, he has shown her a different way of thinking.
Right.
Through what I'm only assuming is one of the harder moments in her life. That guy, her ex-husband, is awful.
He's awful.
He's a terrible human being. And when he walks into her office that day and drops that thing right on her head like an anvil, he did that to be mean. He's a total jerk. And you can see her as an actress. You can see she did an incredible job sort of giving you that moment.
Like, it was awful guy needed her to be hurting.
Yep.
He needed that. And when he saw that she wasn't, he just wanted to do anything that's just the height of vindictiveness.
Yep. Well, they're both that way.
Yes.
So, you know, on one hand, you can't help
but
say,
she's trying to tank the thing and he's trying to.
They deserve each other.
Right.
And yet.
She's able to grow.
Thanks
trapped.
To Ted Lasso. Okay, we got to stop talking about this.
Okay,
no, everyone listening.
So listen,
like, what are you doing?
If you're listening to this and you're saying, Ted Lasso, what is this? Apple TV. That's where you get Ted Lasso. In case you're, you know, looking at Netflix and going, where the F is this Ted Lasso show?
And Sudeikis is my new, that's my dude.
Great.
He's excellent.
I'm with you.
I give it to him.
I sort of never hit play on that because I was like, I know that character. He would do it on SNL. You know, they were these sportscaster guys that have. In fact, are they the guys who said Kia? Too bad it's a Kia. No, that's Family Guy.
Yeah,
I
that's
think.
Family Guy.
No, I don't.
But
know
they would do
any
like the sponsors and and the dance is even from. It would be on there was the dance that he did in that original video that went viral. That's a dance that he would do during the Where It's At.
I don't know his SNL stuff.
The Kenan Thompson bit.
Oh, what's up with that?
What is up with that? And they'd be dancing. Ooh-wee. What's up with that? What's up with that? And he would do that like jogging in place thing. It was he incorporated all these things.
Look at
and
you
yet,
getting a workout in this morning.
Oh God, yesterday I had a massive workout. We got wood delivered. We split it with a neighbor. So
what'd you get? A half a cord?
We got a half cord. And
that's
actually
a lot of wood, people.
It's a ton. It's a ton of wood. It's probably 2 tons of wood. So Dick of Dick and Chumley fame backed his truck up.
How's
to
Dick
our...
doing?
Dick's great. Yeah, okay. We asked him to pick up wood because he was coming over to look at a project anyway. So got to get something going.
Hi, Dick.
Got to have some kind of project going. So he backs it up and we daisy chained it. We stood at the neighbor's house and, you know, filled up this cart and brought it over and undid it and stacked it up and then went to our house and did it. Oh, I can feel it in my
forearms. You know what a daisy chain is?
You know, like a human chain, like a one person standing there pulling it off the truck, tosses it to the next person who tosses it because we're got a social distance too. So yeah, I know it was a whole thing.
So you were throwing logs.
So we were catching. No, that's not really. You know, you'd sort of lean and toss and lean back and get.
I feel like I would be jumping to the side on that one.
Yeah, no, I was catching.
As each
I was
log kept,
well, you got
breaks
big,
into pieces by my feet. Sorry.
You got a big set of gloves on, you know. You have to have your wood gloves. But it's funny because you don't think of wood as being dirty. And then we were done doing all of it. And I looked down at myself. I'm like covered in just mud. And
probably bugs, too.
Probably, you know. But it was, that was my workout for yesterday. So I think I could take today off. Whew. I don't like it. I'm getting old for this stuff.
It's good for you.
You're right. It is. It's wonderful. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've somehow plowed right through this first break.
Yeah, we chow right through it.
Nicole, Kayla, are you okay?
Yeah. What's going on with your car? What happened? Did you drive that car in today?
No. It's a goner.
Oh, so, a goner.
Well, I'm declaring it a goner. My dad's like, no, we can do something. No, it's a goner.
Oh, I would have thought your dad would be the one that would say something like, I can't have my daughter broken down on the side of the road in the city.
At 4 in the morning.
Yeah, no, he definitely doesn't want me to drive that car, but he definitely wants to fix it and sell it. We were running numbers all day yesterday. It was new cars, used cars, how much it will be to fix that up and sell it and trade it in. Because he used to also be a car salesman, too.
Oh?
So,
Oh, well.
Yeah, he's a banker, and he's just a jack of all trades. So I'm like, okay, Dad. I just sit here, and I'm...
Yeah, you just let me know. Give me the keys to something for tomorrow.
I don't know when we changed as a country, but I know that my parents, the car I was driving around was not roadworthy. And I was all over the place. I would go from Irvine to LA as an adventure, you know, like, let's see what happens. And now I wouldn't let my kid drive that.
No.
I'd just be like, no way. You're going to get yourself killed. We've got to get you something better. I could see it. Your dad would feel that way as well. Like, no, you can't be broken down on the side of the road in the city at 4 in the morning.
After I called Brian yesterday and I was trying to get on the phone with AAA, I was like, well, let me see if I should tow it home. And the only option they were giving me at first was just towing it to a shop here in the city.
Oh.
But I'm like, nothing's open. So what am I going to do? Just stand around waiting?
Right.
Yeah. So I called my dad. I'm like, Dad, I'm safe. I'm in front of a Starbucks, but the car is broken down, and I just hear my mom going, I knew it. Like, she just is like going off on my dad.
Moms always know it, don't they?
We do, but no one listens to us until then. But that's why we're so good at saying, I told you so.
So they were like, they were arguing, and I'm just like this in my car on my phone, just like, okay, like, let's just speed that part up. And so,
can we skip to the part where you tell me what to do?
Yeah, because I'm like, I feel it would be better if we just ship it to the car. I mean, the house. House. Yeah.
Right.
I'm really tired. It was a long day yesterday.
I'm sure. You know, it's, you know, it's the end of the week. It's Friday.
Yeah, like, thank God.
Shake it off. Let's have a great, fun day and a fun
show.
Yeah,
but the car's just in front of my house and it still won't start. Now it won't even turn on. So,
sounds battery-ish. Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever. I'm sure I can diagnose it for you right now on the radio. KLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We will be right back. Big show today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.